Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to live more joyful in their days, more deeply connected to their loved ones, and with a greater understanding of their divine purpose. So this month on the podcast, we are focusing on organization to kind of ease us into the new year. And the topic for today's podcast is organizing your chaos with Monique Horb. I have her as a guest on today's podcast. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. And also, I have created a brand new free download for you called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. You can visit my website to download that. Okay, so let's move on. I have Monique on the line here. She is the owner of Organizing Your Chaos. Her specialty is helping busy moms focus on getting their papers and their homes organized. So welcome, Monique.
Thank you for having me, Tina.
Well, thank you for joining me. I'm so excited to have a guest and to give my listeners some extra expertise. I thought we would start by first an introduction from you. Can you tell us about why you started your company?
I started my business about 6 years ago after I was figuring out how to be organized. I have a family of six kids and it was very, very busy and very overwhelming. And we had gone through some personal marriage crises and health crises. And through all of that, I had figured out the best way to keep our family organized and then decided that that is something that I can help other people do as well.
So while we're at it, why don't you tell us about the ages of your children, where they're at, so we have an even better picture of who you are and what you are managing.
Okay. My husband and I had three children, and then 10 years ago, we adopted three more children from Ukraine. So currently, and at that time, they were 7, 8, 9, 11, 11, and 13. So we went from three to six overnight. Three of my kids didn't speak English. So that was a whole nother complication in trying to make everything work. But today, my children are 17, 18, 19, 21, 21, and 24.
So you survived a lot of it. Not quite done yet. Still got some under 18 there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So our primary audience is women and mothers. Could you share with us maybe some of the top three areas that women come to you asking for help with?
Sure, I'd love to. The first area would be the overwhelm of all of the paper. We have so much paper that comes into our house, whether it's kids' school paperwork, medical paperwork, the mail, Bible studies, volunteer groups, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, church activities, work stuff. So there's so much paper that comes in that that's incredibly overwhelming and things get piled and misplaced. And, you know, that can be very frustrating. The second area would be the main living space, whatever that looks like, you know, a kitchen, family room area, where people spend the most time. And then a third area is like a storage area, whether it's a storage room or a room that I like to call the stash and dash room where things get shoved in and the door gets shut and it just piles and piles and piles and piles up, and people know they have something in there somewhere. So we've discovered that that is also something that can be frustrating when people can't find what they need.
Absolutely. It is an ongoing battle, I swear. Even with things like where they have a home, like this weekend, I looked at the kitchen table and my husband had a jacket hanging on the backs of two different chairs.
Oh my gosh, like, my husband did the same thing. I'm like thinking, just put it in the closet.
It's a kitchen table, not a closet.
Yes. Yes.
And I had this little trick of like, I put things on the stairs when I want the kids to take them up to their room. But you know how many times they walk by?
Ignore them. I know. I have six kids. Yes, they do that.
So yes, we have so many frustrations with organization. I actually had a disaster over the weekend. I had in our storage area in our basement, I have plastic containers with, you know, kids' school papers from the past years and everything in them. And one of them was a bin. I have one for each kid for like the first year of their life. It was just like the mementos, like the ultrasound pictures and different things in the hospital. And there was a leaky pipe above in my basement that leaked. It had been leaking since our new air conditioner was installed probably a year ago, and we didn't know it. And the reason we didn't know it was because it was leaking into the bin.
And it filled the bin and up so with water?
Yeah. Yeah. It is. Everything is completely destroyed. Oh. And I was so frustrated because I do try to be well organized. Oh. But
that's disappointing.
It did not work in my favor this time. But plastic bins are a good tip, right?
Yes.
For
And clear plastic so you can see in them.
Oh, so yeah, this one wasn't clear. If that was clear, I would have
seen. You would have noticed. Yep. Probably. Clear plastic.
Yeah. Okay. So that's my little disaster story, but we want to help women avoid disasters. I was thinking about if we could ask you to kind of give us like, you know, a tip for kind of these main areas. So if you had to think about like one or two tips, like how could we work on like our paper situation?
Okay.
Could you maybe start there?
Sure. I teach a workshop called the Sunday Basket Workshop. And in this workshop, it's a way that you get all your weekly actionable papers organized. And the key is doing it on Sunday. Now, that may not work for everybody, but even beyond that, it's getting to it once a week. But for example, on Sundays, looking at what needs to be done for the week, mapping out your week by planning on your calendar when you're going to get things done. It's easy to have a to-do list and kind of fly by the seat of your pants. And by Thursday afternoon, you're like, oh my goodness, I didn't get these things done. But if on Sunday, you look at your calendar and see, you know what? I've got a pocket of time on Tuesday afternoon. I can go run those errands. And you're planning ahead how you're going to use your time and when you're going to get things done. So those paper piles end up disappearing because you're able to get things off your list. So that would be one thing, is planning ahead. And the second tip is going through the things that come in your mail every single week and not letting them pile up. Because if we just keep ignoring the pile, they get, you know, get larger and larger and larger. And then we end up forgetting things and not being able to find things that we need.
They get scary. Those piles can get scary.
Then you just want to throw them all in the garbage.
Yeah, you do.
Just get rid of it.
I love the tip that you had about mapping it out because that, you're right. Like when you just have that list and you think I'll get to it when I get to it, it might not necessarily happen. But if you actually pencil that time on your calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Even when you batch your chores, like all your phone calls, sit down and if you see you've got a pocket of time, sit down and make all the calls at once. If you're running errands and you're going to go by a couple places, do them all at the same time. But choosing ahead of time, I like to tell my clients, you're the boss of your time, so you get to choose when you're going to do things. So just planning ahead makes the week go so much easier.
Oh, I'm all for it. I do try to do that for sure. For sure. Okay, so that was the paper. Those were some great tips for paper. In the main living space, do you have any kind of main tips for that area?
One is throw the trash away. anything that's trash, if you want to do a quick, you know, 15-minute tidy, walk around the room, pick up everything that's trash and throw that away first. And put the give everybody back what belongs to them to go put in their own rooms. And wiping down the kitchen counter and loading the dishwasher before you go to bed. I feel like those are a couple things that kind of keep your living space where people are cleaned up before you retire for the night. Because there's nothing worse than walking into the kitchen or walking into the, you know, family area and have it a disaster first thing in the morning. You feel like you're behind the eight ball, you've already lost the battle, and you feel kind of hopeless. So if you can, you know, do a quick tidy before bed, load up the dishwasher, wipe down the counter, at least starting the next morning, it won't be so overwhelming.
I totally agree. I always say, I don't want to wake up tomorrow and deal with yesterday's garbage or mess.
Yes, I totally agree.
Fresh, right?
Yep, I agree. Because it's just, it's like, oh, look at this mess. It just makes you feel defeated.
It does. Okay, so did you want to share a tip or two for the storage area organization?
That's a bit harder. If you have a room that's not been tackled for a very long time, you may want to enlist the help of family members or a friend. Block off time. If it's an area that hasn't been tackled for a long time, you need to realize it's going to take a long time to sort through it. So a couple hours here, a couple hours there may not be enough, but if you block out a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday and just see what you can sort through. Those projects are bigger projects, which take more of an investment in your time, but are well worth it because once you start sorting through things that have been behind closed doors for several years, you'll be surprised at what you're storing and what you've kept. And so many people just start getting rid of things and wonder out loud, why in the world do I still have this? But if you don't look in the spaces, you don't remember what you have.
Yeah. So true. So dedicating some time to that and maybe enlisting the help of the family, and they will love when you ask for their help with this project, right?
Incentivize them with a treat at the end of the day.
There we go. That's a great tip. I'm going to remember that because I have a storage area that could use some love. Awesome. So Monique, you work with your clients in a couple different ways. Will you share that with us in case anyone might be interested in working with you?
Sure. My business is called Organizing Your Chaos. I named it that because I understand what living in the middle of chaos can be like. And I imagine that there were a lot of other families like mine, and I discovered that there are. So that's, I have a website, and my website shows a couple different ways that I can work with you. One is in-person home organizing, where my team and I can come to your home and help you organize the spaces in your home. The second way that I work with clients is virtually. I can work with you via a Zoom call or a Skype call, where you give me a tour as if I'm with you in your home about your areas, and then I give you some written action plans and some weekly coaching in order to coach you on getting your space organized.
That's awesome. I love that. So awesome. Okay, so I'm not sure. Did you say what your website address was?
www.organizingyourchaos.com. chaos.com. I also have a Facebook page and a Facebook group as well. So the best.
Do you want to give out those addresses?
Is it?
If we just search in the search bar,
organizing your chaos, it'll come up in Facebook. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, those were the questions that I had for today. And as I told you, we could probably talk on this for a really long time, but I do keep my podcast short for my listeners. So, but hopefully they will find you on Facebook and look at your website so they can get continued inspiration from you on this awesome topic. So girls, thank you so much for being here today and for listening in. We're really appreciative of Monique taking her time for us. You can reach out to her for if you have any specific questions. And remember that if you are interested in the Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care to help you feel your best every day, that's on my website. And you can join us in the Proverbs 31 community on Facebook. And I hope you will reach out to Monique as well for her wealth of knowledge. I've met her in person, and it just took that one time of meeting her when I said, I would love to have you on my podcast. And I'm so grateful that she said yes. So thank you so much, Monique. And thank you to the rest of you. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Tina. I appreciate it.